Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Hi, Sasheer.
Hello, Nicole.
Happy day.
Wow, happy day.
What'd you do today?
I've been running errands. I just went grocery shopping. Mm. Got a bunch of stuff. We've been avoiding grocery shopping for weeks. Because I just don't feel like it. And then I'm like, are we actually going to eat at home? But I need to try because I have no reason not to. So we got a bunch of vegetables that will probably go bad.
That's the worst thing about buying vegetables. Mm-hmm. They go bad.
It's annoying.
It's terrible. And then you got to throw them away. Then you have to like toss them outside because then they get stinky in the refrigerator.
They get stinky.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, we went to...
Yes?
I was going to bring up how in Mexico there was a tiny trash can in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And the complaints on the Airbnb are like that, or at least one complaint from Wendy or whatever her name was.
I love Wendy. They got in the pool and they all fell.
She's like, we weren't told there were two different levels to get out of the pool. We all fell.
We fell.
We all fell? All of you?
All of you, just one after the other, like fucking penguins, just fell right into the pool or right out of the pool.
And then she's also like, the bathroom in the kitchen's too tiny. And then Tess was explaining how that's just like a thing where they're like, it's disgusting to just store a ton of trash in the kitchen. Of course, we have a little bit of trash. And then if it gets too full, we take it outside because we're civilized.
Yeah. If you think about it, Americans have the biggest trash cans for the kitchen.
Yeah.
And then like you take it out once a week. Ew.
Yeah, it's like, and then we have food just sitting there.
Yeah, and then we have scented trash cans to mask it. Just take it outside.
Yeah, we do all this stuff to make it smell okay. It's like, just get rid of it.
Get rid of it. John and I used to play a game at our old apartment called, I think it was just called Trash Jenga, where we we would balance trash on top of trash. And then like when something finally fell, that person would have to take it out. And once I put a wig right on top of it, so it was just trash with a wig on it. And then he was like, Nicole, this has gone too far. Also, our trash chute was 6 steps away from our front fucking door. We were just lazy children.
Yeah, I remember this. Because also your trash was in a closet. So if you opened the door, it just looked like it was overwhelming.
Yeah, but now I take my trash out, can I say, a lot more, at least twice a week. She be taking it.
Thank goodness. I'm so glad.
Well, it's gross. You can't just have trash everywhere. Can I tell you what I'm doing in my office?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and then I want to hear everything you bought from the grocery store, but... You know that lofted bed I had in there?
Yeah.
So Tessie, it's so funny that we keep talking about my friend Tess slept in it and she was like, you got to be careful when you wake up because it is very close to the ceiling. And I was like, you know what? This is not conducive to like having people sleep in it. Also, I've had it for almost like a couple months, like, I don't know, almost a year. Only one person has slept in it like three times. I was like, I don't need a bed in my office. I don't need as many beds as I have.
But you do have a lot of beds.
Well, because John was living with me and I was like, what if people visit? I had in my brain that people were going to be visiting all the time. Nobody visits me. We're in a pandemic.
This is good.
So I got rid of it, and I'm going to put a pole and then a little dance floor there.
Amazing.
So I can like pole dance in my own home as opposed to outside with the elements. Isn't that exciting?
Be inside is very exciting.
Now, I want to know every single item. You, where's the receipt? Tell me everything you bought.
Okay, we got broccoli, cauliflower.
Ooh, that's
Brussels
white broccoli.
Sprouts.
Ooh, them.
It is white broccoli. We got green broccoli, white broccoli. Those are all for air fryer purposes.
Oh.
And then salmon to grill.
To grow. I thought you said to grill. Wait, I thought you said to grow, but you said to grill.
We're going to grill it.
I was like, how are you going to grow it with dead salmon?
We're going to put it right in the ground and hope that it sprouts a bunch of little baby salmons.
Imagine.
That's how it works, right? And then I got some fruit leathers. You know, those little fruit chew things? Because I'm trying to find a better sweet snack to have that's not like cookies
chips
or candy.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
You sound real sad about that.
I am. I hate it. Oh my gosh. Okay. So we were supposed to record a couple days ago and we couldn't because I had a migraine. And I'm really hoping I'm not becoming a migraine person.
You're not.
Suffers from migraines.
You won't.
I won't. It's not me. That's not me.
That's not you.
Yeah. Well, this is like the second one I've gotten that was bad. And I had to lay down for a while. And then my man was reading a list of foods to avoid because I was like, I'm hungry, but like, what should I avoid? And hot dogs was at the top of the fucking list.
I almost spit my Beach Plum LaCroix all over my computer. Are you kidding me?
I feel attacked.
Food is literally killing you.
Yes.
taking minutes off your life.
36 minutes off
my life.
It's causing
you migraines. This is devastating. This is a blow to who you are as a person.
It's awful.
Wow.
They may as well be like, you also can't sit in chairs. This is awful.
Oh my God. That would be devastating if you couldn't sit in chairs anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Or eat hot dogs?
What if it's a... Okay. Hot dogs cause migraines. How many? Maybe we cut it down to like once a month you have a dog.
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
I mean, that
I didn't actually, I didn't even look at the...
You seem real mad about it.
I didn't even look at it. He just read it to me and I was like, I don't want to hear anymore. I'm upset.
I don't want to hear anymore. Boy.
I don't want this to be true.
Wow. Oh, I'm really sorry. This is a blow.
Yeah. They didn't say that hot dogs cause migraines, but they did say to avoid hot dogs. So that is kind of saying the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah. But I do think you can have one every couple months. I don't know. We got to get a doctor on the case. If there's a doctor out there who listens to this podcast, please let us know how many hot dogs this year is allowed to have in a month.
My body's like, please stop. We do not want you to have any more hot dogs. But I haven't even had any recently. But there's also a ton of other shit on the list, like sugar. It was like everything. Dairy. It was just a ton of shit. What am I supposed to eat? Nothing?
Not fair. Yeah, you have to eat something.
Yeah, I have to.
Yeah, you can't not be eating nothing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I found a pizza place that I really like. But they don't deliver. It's called Baroni's and it's in Van Nuys. And it's like, I don't even know if it's good, but I love it. There's so much cheese on it. I love pizza. If pizza caused migraines, I would be devastated, lost, confused. I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah. We had Korean barbecue last night.
Ooh.
And I laid right down and like fell asleep. And was coughing a bunch, but I didn't notice because I was out. And then my man was like, when I woke up, he was like, are you okay? Because you were coughing a lot. And I was like, oh, it's probably acid reflux.
Oh,
but I have silent reflux. My body's
need to stay the way they've always been. I don't like that mine's changing.
I don't like that yours is changing. This is sad for you because it's changing in a way where you can't eat the foods you want to eat.
Yes. I'm now allergic to shellfish. I need to limit my gluten intake. No. I guess I can't have hot dogs like I usually do. It fucking sucks.
This does suck. You can't go to a backyard barbecue.
And I love backyard barbecues.
Yeah, shrimp on the grill, hot dogs in the air. You can't have any of it. This is so sad. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
This is devastating because this is how I know you. And I don't want to know a different you not eating hot dogs. The happiest I've ever seen you is eating a hot dog.
Yeah, I'm very happy when I eat a hot dog.
God, I'm so sorry. Where's this blanket from? At least you still get blankets.
I still have lots of blankets. This one's from Kate Spade. It was a freebie from a while ago. It's pink on one side and orange on the other.
Yes, you better believe happiness on both sides.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love it. I took an Ambien 2 nights ago. And I think I slept walk and took a second one because a second one was gone. And I don't know what time I took it because I was wild all day yesterday. I lost a whole day. Yeah. I couldn't do anything. My eyes were looking in different directions. It was bad. It was not good.
You sent me a picture of yourself and I was really scared for you. You looked so rough. Your eyes were going in different directions. I was like, what is happening? You're not okay. And you're like, oh, I think one of my eyes is lazy sometimes. And I was like, no, it didn't show up.
It's Pepto-Bismol you got like on my
face. You just look. I was like, why are you outside? You need to take all that inside. No one should be seeing this right now.
I like took 20 steps outside. And I was like, I don't think I can do this. And then I sat on my couch and fell right asleep. Oh, boy. It was not good.
Damn.
Not good. I slept all day. Guys, Ambien is not good. I actually take half a pill.
And that's a side effect. Sleepwalking, right?
I believe so, yes.
Or a possible side effect.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. I asked my friend. She has this lockbox. After you told me all of this, she has a lockbox to keep her drugs in so her kids don't get into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, can you send me the link? Because I need to give it to my friend.
I need to give it to an adult.
To an adult so she can hide her drugs from herself.
I couldn't believe it. I went through the text. Let me just read you some texts I sent to people.
While you were on Ambien?
Yes.
You were active. Oh, my God.
Oh, I was doing too much. So Marcy and I were trying to schedule 90 Day Bay. And she said, just wanted to check in and see if we should plan on recording tonight. I said, I don't think so. I took a Shia whole Ambien last night, ducked up today. Oh, my God. She said, oh, my God, did you work today? I said, nope. She's like, so you were in your trailer? I said, yeah, it was. I had moved on it. And then she was responding like this was normal. She's like, when do you want to reschedule recording? And I said, could you make it before 3 or aftercare FM? Then I wrote 4. She wrote, when? I said, between 3 or after 4. She said, what day? I said, so maybe 1? Whoops, tomorrow. And then she said, yeah, I could do 1 p.m. tomorrow. Then she sent prayer hands. And this is at 2 p.m.
Oh, boy.
So just out of my mind at 2 p.m.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because we have to decipher your texts anyway. So I think maybe your friends are like, well, this is like a little more loopy than it usually is, but I can get it.
Someone also asked if they could do Why Won't You Date Me? And I responded with, I know the booker. And I had to write back, I'm so sorry. I will put you in touch with the booker. It was really hard. Booker. It was so hard.
Oh my gosh.
It leads me to believe I took it like close to waking up time.
Yeah. And everybody's like, no, we want more sleep.
We need more sleep. You're trying to put us out. Oh boy, oh boy. What a day.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Hey, thanks. Me too.
Maybe you should. I don't know though. I was gonna say maybe you should half up your all the pills anyway. So just already in half.
I think I'm gonna relax on them for a little bit.
I think you should too.
Yeah. I think I'm just gonna put on an eye mask and see what that does for a while. And then if I go several nights without sleeping, try a quarter. I don't. But also, she's scared.
I would be scared too. My God, that's scary not to know what you've been doing.
I know, because I sleepwalk. I've been known to sleepwalk. I once woke up outside.
Yeah, you told me that.
On no drugs.
Mm-mm.
I just woke up and I was like, it's hot. And I was like, I'm on my front lawn. Oh.
Have you found that to be attributed to anything, or just like, this is what you do? This like start at a certain point in your life?
I don't know. When I was younger, sometimes I'd wake up with food in my bed and I'd be like, oh, I guess I went and got food.
Whoa. Interesting.
And then that stopped happening. Then, yeah, like I've gotten water and like water has appeared next to my bed and I'm like, I don't know where that came from.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I mean, at least you're taking, like trying to take care of yourself. You're like, I need some food or some water. I need more sleep. You're like, your body's telling you something.
Something happens to me in my sleep. You remember that recording I played for you where I went, oh my God, this is hard, while I was sleeping. It was like, oh my God, this is hard. So maybe sleeping is hard. Maybe I'm not having a good time sleeping.
You're working the most when you're sleeping. This is so hard. Why do I still have to do this?
I have to keep my eyes closed.
I can see that. You're a little busybody. Your brain's always moving. So maybe your brain is like, I have to just be still? This sucks.
Maybe. I don't know. But, well, I got all the sleep I needed yesterday.
Yeah, I see.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
So listen. We all know life is full of yada yada and, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
What else did you buy from the supermarket? We're not done.
Eggs.
Ooh.
We got some dairy-free cheese for a pizza that we're going to make.
Okay.
I'm not hopeful that it's going to be good because it's like cauliflower crust.
Ooh.
Dairy-free cheese.
Ooh.
I don't know, some kind of pizza salsa. I'm sure that's fine. But
y'all back to being vegan?
No, but I think we're just trying to make healthier choices here and there.
Ugh, but I'm like, sucks.
It sucks. I don't even want to do it, but we have it.
Why can't we eat trash at all times and like be okay?
That's what I'm saying. Hate this.
Me too. I mean, I did not eat a good breakfast today. I didn't really eat yesterday because I was nauseous. So I ate like eight crackers, and then I was like, that's enough for me. And then I got stuck with electrolytes because I was like, I probably need them. I don't know who they are, but I need them. So today I was like ravenous. I was so hungies. So I ate Pop Chips. Those were good. But that's not a breakfast.
Not at all. Also, you said I'm so hungry, and you had basically cardboard. Like you hardly had anything at all.
Well, that's because I don't have food in my refrigerator. The only thing in my refrigerator is water.
Yeah, you gotta get way more than that.
But I don't want to cook. I don't want to dirty up a pan because then I have to clean it.
Yeah, feeding yourself involves a lot of chores. You gotta shop. You gotta bring it home. You gotta put it away. Then you gotta open it. Then you gotta make a meal. And you gotta clean all that stuff. After,
it's awful.
It's bad.
I don't want it.
When can we just start charging ourselves? When can we just plug ourselves into the wall and not need food?
I want that. You know what I really, really want? I want someone to come and cook for me every day. But, like, that's expensive.
Maybe we can split one.
Split a chef.
Maybe we can split a chef.
How do we split a chef?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I know how we split a chef. Okay, there's 7 days in a week. So that's not even... Okay, Sundays are off. Sundays we fend for ourselves. Okay, so 6 days a week. Three days are me, 3 days are you, but then they make enough food for both of us, and then one of us drops off food to the other's house.
It seems like a lot of work.
Okay, the chef drops it off. She gotta drive. They gotta drive.
They gotta drive. Or isn't there, maybe there's like a deal where it's like, for one person it costs this much, but for four people it costs this much, and so maybe we can get like do that, like a group thing. I don't know. How do chefs work?
How do chefs work? If you're listening to the podcast and you're a doctor, let us know about hot dogs. And if you have a chef friend, let us know about personal chefing. How much is a personal chef? Kimmy, can you look up how much a personal chef would be?
Yeah,
it's probably millions of dollars.
Probably not.
Probably not. Personal chef seems so decadent to me that it feels like it would be like $1 million.
And it probably can be a thing where it's like we can pick up or they can drop off the meal as opposed to like they cook in our house. Unless that's what you want.
I don't think I really necessarily want someone cooking in my house.
Yeah.
Because then they'll just throw everything in the dishwasher and then I have to put it away. I'm trying to do the least amount of work possible to get fed.
Really trying to avoid that. Yeah.
Oh, God. It's just so much. My mom used to cook every day. Can you even?
No, I can't.
Like every day.
Did she also go to work?
Yeah. When we were little, yes. And then there was a time where she didn't. And there was a time where she did again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Personal chefs. The median price of a personal chef in the U.S. is about $200 to $300 per week for 5 meals for a family of 4, not including the cost of food, I'm assuming.
That's not bad.
Average cost to hire a personal chef is between $30 to $40 an hour. The cost to hire a private chef for a dinner party is about $45 per person. I feel like this is doable.
This is doable.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Are we going to get and share a private chef?
Mm-hmm.
How opulent. It feels opulent, but it's like not that much money.
Yeah.
But we got to pay for the groceries. They don't come with groceries.
And that's okay. Maybe someone could shop for us.
Maybe. Oh, yeah.
You could just do like one of those. One of the delivery things. Who does those? I have never done one.
I was doing Purple Carrot, but...
No, but I mean, like, just groceries, like, where they go to the grocery store. I feel like Amazon does that.
Oh, like Instacart?
Yeah, those things.
Yeah.
Although, okay. Is Instacart bad? I feel like that was...
Is Instacart bad? Like, Kimmy, can you look up if Instacart's bad? A lot of Googling today. A lot of Googles.
I did find... I wanted to share this one with you guys, and we can cut this out. I'll make a note. But this was one of the first... ones that I found. It's a black owned business.
Ooh.
And I believe they're LA. And what's great is that you can actually 10 meals for $120 and they come pre-made, so they drop them off.
I love that.
Oh.
So
they look tasty too.
They do. Yeah.
And so does the food.
There were very attractive gentlemen on the website. And my thirsty friend said, let me get a taste. Just a little dribble in my mouth. They are cute. Wait, what's the name of the company, Jordan? Let's leave it in. Let's promote.
Okay, so they are Chef P. Dubs Catering.
Okay, Chef P. Dubs Catering.
Cool.
Yeah, you can even do private dining with Chef P. Dub.
Nice.
I love this. Yes, they are handsome. One is a doctor eating some food. Another's just a nice man eating some food. Elegant colors. Yes. Flavor for every occasion. Ooh, ooh, ooh. This is it. Ooh, look at these berries. I'm into it.
Oh, they have barbecue.
Yes, look at these potatoes. Sashira.
I'm into it.
I'm into it, too. I hit order now.
I feel like people are going to be hungry listening to this episode.
Ooh, you could get keto, low carb, and vegan.
Oh, nice.
B-dubs.
B-dubs.
I'm very excited about this.
Me, too.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get it so hard. But does it say he's in the Chef P. Dubs is in L.A.? It doesn't say.
I'm trying to do some more research on that.
Okay.
I do like that when I Googled private or personal chef, that this was the first one to pop up. So that's really nice.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's real nice. I can't believe we're going to get a private chef. Can you even... Oh my God. I'm so excited about this year.
Me too.
Oh my God. Oh my God. We're opulent.
Anything to just not do work.
Yeah. I'm trying real hard to never cook again.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
It's just so hard. And it's not the juices. I don't know what the phrase is. Something about squeezing juices and it's not worth it. The juices.
I don't even know
what this could mean. The juices. Squeezing, it's not good for juice. The juice, I don't know. The juice is not worth the squeeze. That's the saying.
Huh. Okay, nice. I don't think I've heard that before. But great.
Heard it here first. Mm. But you know what juice is worth a squeeze?
Orange juice.
We had freshly squeezed orange juice the other day, yeah, and it was so, so good.
Very tasty.
I don't know why we eat garbage orange juice.
Yeah, I put a bunch of stuff in there.
Nasty stuff. Pulp.
Oh, also while we're in Mexico, they just have eggs on the counter, not in a fridge.
It was crazy.
And we were like, what? And then Tess, who I guess provides all the information for us, was like, yeah, in America, they add stuff to the eggs that make it need to be refrigerated.
Uh-huh.
But they're not supposed to be refrigerated, naturally.
Well, because if you think about it, chickens do not lay eggs in a refrigerator.
They sure don't. They're out in the wild.
So it's like, why are we then taking their eggs and putting them in the cold? Because we did something to them. But we that's not the way eggs are meant to be. I saw them sitting outside and I was like, my friends don't know how to take care of eggs, but I will still eat them. Which is like a bad choice. I asked no questions and still ate the eggs, even though I was like, I think I'm gonna die.
These eggs are bad now.
But boy, oh boy, were those eggs good. Oh,
they're very good.
Tess made a tostadas with mushed up avocado and eggs. And I was like, yum, 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 yum.
That's actually what I was trying to get at the grocery store to recreate. I wanted to get a tostada, the avocado, put an egg on top of it. Couldn't find any tostadas.
Are they only in Mexico? Tostadas.
They're here. They're definitely here. They just weren't at the Whole Foods I was at. This employee we were talking to was like, yeah, we don't have any more because they break easily or something like that. And he just kept talking. And I was like, I don't want to talk to you about this anymore. And he was just like, people keep putting other inventory on top of it. And it would crack. And I was like, I have to go. And that's part of the reason I was late. This man wouldn't shut up.
That's funny. I was once at the grocery store and this girl was like, hello. And I was like, oh, hi. She was like, are dill pickles sweet? And I was like, I don't know. She was like, or is it bread and butter? And I was like, oh, I have no, I don't eat pickles. And she's like, you don't? I was like, no. And she's like, well, I don't know which ones are sweet. And I was like, well, I think dill pickles are on burgers. So I think those aren't the sweet ones, but I didn't know pickles could be sweet. And then someone else came along and they're like, looking for sweet pickles? And she was like, I am. And he was like, I don't know if it's dill or none of us knew. And then a nice employee was like, I don't know either, but I think it's bread and butter pickles. None of us knew which ones were sweet, but I think it's bread and butter pickles.
Kimmy's nodding.
Kimmy's
yes.
Saying yes.
It absolutely is bread and butter pickles.
I don't understand how they're sweet if they've been sitting in vinegar.
There's a lot of sugar in the vinegar for those ones.
Oh.
Because a lot of it's about fermenting. And so often to ferment something, the sugar gets eaten.
You like
alcohol.
Pickles?
I love pickles.
Ugh. Do you drink pickle juice?
No, I don't drink pickle juice, but I do enjoy a big kosher pickle occasionally, like the Disneyland ones.
What? Disneyland has just big old pickles?
Yeah, it's like an iconic thing you can get at Disneyland outside of Indiana Jones. They sell like really big dill pickles.
Why out of Indiana Jones?
It's like where they have like that like market stand where you buy like spears of fruit. I grew up in Orange County, so I'm like a Disney kid.
Oh, so you're very well versed.
So I'm very well versed in the food options at Disneyland, and I have strong opinions about them. And the dill pickle is a good choice.
Have you ever eaten at the secret one, the secret 365 or something?
No, I never was bougie enough to be able to figure out a connection in. So that's something I haven't done, I'm afraid.
And that's just like a private restaurant. It's not like underground, is it?
No, it's right above Pirates of the Caribbean. So it's like in the windows.
Everything.
I grew up, I had passes on and off my entire childhood. So I do know a lot about Disneyland.
Whoa.
Jordan, do you like pickles?
Growing up, I did not. It wasn't until later in life that I liked them. But I can only eat like one. Past one, it's like, this is too much. It's too salty.
Wow. Things do change as you grow old. So sure, you don't like pickles.
This is correct. That's always been the case. And probably
yeah, me
always
too.
Will.
I don't like mustard either. Do you like mustard?
That,
you like
I've mustard. Changed on that. Yeah. I used to not like mustard. Now I do.
Are you a Grey Poupon girl? Do you remember those commercials?
I do, yes.
Excuse me. Do you have any Grey Poupon?
Those are funny commercials.
I thought so too. I made a friend watch them and they were like, why is this funny? And then I showed them the Time to Making the Donuts commercial and they thought it was scary.
Yes, that is scary. We watched that on the show.
Which, you bought me a Hess truck.
I did.
And I opened it and burst into tears, fully weeping. Clyde was like, the fuck is happening here? He was so confused.
Concerned.
Concerned. He was like, she is not okay. Yeah. And it was like not only a Hess truck, it's a Hess truck with flames. It's a Hess truck with motorcycles.
Yeah.
And I'm going to cry again. The tears coming. I'm just so grateful. It stayed I'm in so the box glad. For a really long time because
like, you wanted to be mint condition.
I was like, what if I drop it? What if something happens to it? But I don't think anything is going to happen to it. And I'm really excited about it.
Yeah.
I finally took it out of the box.
Oh, good. You had mentioned a couple times no one's ever gotten you a Hess truck. And I was like, this girl clearly needs a Hess truck. So I looked it up. And there's so many different versions because it's been around for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know what year this one came out, but it was, yeah. Because most of the Hess trucks carry other vehicles. Like it's like a, mm-hmm. it's like a 16-wheeler carrying tiny race mm-hmm. cars or like a plane carrying other tiny cars. So this one was a monster truck with flames carrying two motorcycles. And I was like, that's got Nicole written all over it.
It's perfect. And I'm trying to figure out the perfect place to display it because I love it so much. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And then you got me a peacock chair because we were just talking about how I don't have one in my house and it feels like I should. And then you're like, I'll provide. And it's so small and it's so cute. And I opened it. And I was like, I can tell this is a chair. And then I took all the wrapping off and I was like, oh my God, it's the peacock chair I wanted. And it matches my tattoo like exactly. It's really crazy.
And you sent me a picture of your day bed in the background. And then in the foreground was the peacock chair. And then closer were the miniature chairs I bought. And I was like, seems like you live in a fun house because all of these chairs are... They look like they're the wrong sizes.
Yeah, it's hard to see which one is the normal size. And the answer is none of them. One's too big, one's medium, and one's way too small.
I love that where did you put it?
It's on the record console. Like, as soon as you walk in the door, you can see it.
Oh, I love it. So many chairs.
So many chairs.
So many chairs for ghosts to sit in. little ghost animals can sit in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why ghost animals.
No people.
Not one person.
Not one person. Just a lot of ghosts.
That's okay.
When you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member, you'll know a thing or two about an expertly packed capsule wardrobe that balances business and leisure. So you can go from conference sleek to cocktail party chic with a few new accessories. You can hustle from 9 to 5 before exploring with ease from 5 to 9. Because you're the chief excursion officer. The Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card. If you travel, you know. Learn more at go.amex/business.
Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Should we answer queries or do a quiz?
Okay, so let's do questions.
Hell yeah, dude. Let's help the world. It's time to help everyone. I gotta take singing lessons. I really want to. I just want to like be able to like be like la la la, you know, like belt something good.
Yeah, yeah, like la 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 la.
Shut
yeah.
up.
Hey everybody. So I had a question. This one's for Nicole and Bashir.
Oh.
Hi Kimmy, hi Jordan. Hi Fred. Sorry. Okay, so my question is, I have a friend, and we went on a trip recently with her other friend. So I was meeting this person for the first time. Let's call them Bumblebee. So I was with my friend Honey, and we were hanging out with Bumblebee, and we met in this new city, and we were having fun and hanging out at our Airbnb, as one does. And we kind of connected, you know, as friends do, but she was a little annoying, Bumblebee. And at one point she said something to me that really stuck with me. So we were talking about like seeing crocodiles and alligators and stuff. And I was wondering, oh, that would be so like, I wonder what an alligator jacket would feel like. Like, I wonder if people do that. And if so, I'd like an alligator jacket. I mean, not really. Please don't kill any alligators. But then she said, Bumblebee said, oh, well, maybe a crocodile. They're bigger. And essentially, like, called me fat. Like, and it was just a one-off comment. And I was like, oh, okay. And we didn't really talk about it. And we just pretended to be friends the whole time. And then she ended up getting me, like, a Christmas present. And she, like, keeps messaging me and wants to be friends. And I'm just like, I want to be friends. But, like, you called me a crocodile. I don't know how to be friends with someone who called me a crocodile. So, what do you guys think? Should I address this? Should I just, like, let it go? Yeah, I'm really curious to know your guys' opinions. Love you guys so much. You're both so amazing. Nicole's special was so good. I made everyone I know watch it immediately after it came out. And Fashir, I love you so much. Can't wait to see you guys when you go on tour. Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, you're both so pretty. Nicole, I hope you find love. Goodbye.
Wow, what a message. I'm not certain that was a fat comment. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, but like, I guess I also don't know how much bigger a crocodile is than an alligator, mm-hmm. but I would feel like a crocodile for sure is enough for a jacket. I don't know if an alligator is enough for a jacket. I mean, but also, we don't really know what was in this girl's brain.
Yeah. Also, I'm fat. Mm-hmm. So if someone goes, oh, this will cover more of your body, and it's like, oh, is that a fat job? I'm okay with it because I'm fat. I don't know. I guess it's like you don't need people to point out you're fat, but
I don't even think she said that.
I don't think she was.
She just said, oh, a crocodile's bigger. She didn't say it was bigger for your fat ass body. She said.
But if Bumblebee said that, I'd be like, girl, you're coming in hot. Kimmy, can you look up if a crocodile is bigger than an alligator?
Because and also how much bigger?
I've heard of crocodile coats. I've heard of alligator shoes. Shoes are smaller than coats.
You got that right.
I'll tell you something. Things happen in my brain, and then I say them out loud, and they're dumb as hell.
No, that's smart. You got some good detective work right there.
I mean, that logic got you to the right place. Crocodiles do tend to be longer than alligators. So alligators tend to be average of 14 feet, while crocodiles can get to about 19 feet.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's more room for a coat.
Yeah.
I think if so, Bumblebee wants to be our this person's friend. They're hung up on maybe having been called fat. I think you bring it up. You go, hey, this one comment doesn't sit right with me. I do want to be your friend, but it really bothered me. Do you care to clarify or just say it bothered you? And then they could be like, oh, my God, I didn't mean it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could be like, I did mean it, you fucking fat ass. Now take my gifts.
And that case, gift is just a huge like... coat.
What do you think, Sashir?
Yeah, I guess if you even care to be this person's friend, I would say bring it up. But if you actually don't, because it's just a friend of a friend, you guys actually don't even have to interact at all. But if you had a good time other than that one comment, then maybe bring it up. But yeah, it could also be, we just don't know. We just don't know. But like, it could also be this person calling in, like their insecurity taking the forefront of what, like over what actually happened.
Because
that happens too sometimes when you're like feeling insecure about something and then like something reminds you of that thing or like can set you off when like no one was trying to do that in the first place. You just never know.
You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Solved. Give us another.
An email. Hi, Nicole and Sashir. This is Bridget from WIM. I left a voicemail, but I wanted to send an email too. We heard you guys talk about us this week, obviously, because we never miss an episode. And just had to reach out and say,
LA.
Oh, what's that mean?
LA mean like set aside, like deal with some fears.
Ooh, oh, look at that. New word. Okay. We just had to reach out and allay a few fears.
Ooh, look at that. A new word.
I love new words.
One, no war-torn countries, we swear. We only do trips to the U.S. and territories. Our survey is extensive, LOL. We ask where you've been, what you like, what you don't like, what you're after. Heck, we even ask how many meals a day and what time you like to wake up in the morning. We plan for it all. Three, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. Your itinerary is all yours and totally custom. We make you reservations and tell you suggestions. Cool things, whatever we think you'll like in town. Then you could do it all, do some of it, do none of it. It's all about your perfect trip with no work. Go.
Anyway, we hope to hear from you guys. Da, 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 da. Let us know if you have any questions. Love the show. That's nice.
All right.
I do feel like my fears have been allayed.
I feel like my fears have also been allayed. Yeah, because I was really allayed about... well, I don't know if I'm using that right. I was allayed about going to a war-torn country. And now I know I shan't be.
Nice. I love that. I also love the meals part. You know I love eating and have people figuring that out for me.
Oh, boy, my friend loves to eat. Love slamming food down in that face. Okay, let's do one more. Into it. Yeah, one more.
Hi, Sashir and Nicole. This is Mackenzie speaking. So basically, I have this childhood friend. We were born 2 days apart. We grew up next door to one another. Our moms are really close. We were really close. Like, we basically grew up with one another. We're 27 now, and our lives have basically taken totally different paths. She's stayed in her hometown and built a life there, and I've moved around a lot with school and jobs. But we always catch up once a year on our birthdays. So once a year, I talk to her. So she's just gotten engaged and has been posting all of the planning process on her Instagram stories. And I saw that she posted that she sent out her save the dates and she didn't ask me for my address. And so I'm kind of assuming that I'm not going to get one since she doesn't know where I live. And I was a little bit hurt at first, but I don't really take things personally. So I figured weddings are really expensive and we haven't seen each other in five or six years in person. So that's fine. But I was on the phone with my mom who asked me if I'd gotten a save the date yet. And so now I'm a little bit hurt and also confused. So my question is, do I ask her if I did anything wrong? Do I wait until my mom gets an invite and maybe I'll kind of be included on that RSVP, but it would be really nice to know since I would have to plan and take off work since I would be flying there. And, or do I just kind of let it go and come to terms with the fact that our friendship is in the past and that's okay. Let me know what you guys think and I love you so much. Bye.
Wait, so did her mom get to save the date?
We have the same question. Oh, interesting.
Damn. Maybe she thinks she's going to just go with her mom.
Yeah. Maybe she's like, oh, I don't have my friend's address, but she'll come with her mom.
Yeah. Mm.
I also just say ask. Just, you want to go, just ask. Yeah. Just be like, because also, and also you don't have to ask, did I do anything wrong? You may have done nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. Planning weddings is nuts. Mm-hmm. And like, it's, you have so much to think about. It's kind of hard. I often forget I have friends currently. Like, without planning anything, I'm like, oh, yeah, that friend, I like them. But, like, to be like, let me compile a list of people from my life where it's, like, family. Sometimes people's parents start adding people to the list. Like, the other person who's in the marriage, their whole family and friends. Like, you forget. And if she hasn't physically seen you in 5 years, you may have slipped her mind. She only talks to you once a year. Doesn't mean she doesn't love you or want you at the wedding. It may have truly slipped her mind. So I would just say, hey, I saw you posting and my mom mentioned that she got to save the date. I would love to come. Let me know if you have room. Because also it could be a money thing. You don't know. But I would just straight up bring it up because you do want to go. I wouldn't take it personally. I would just be like, if you have room or another place at the table, I would love to come and I can be with my mom or whatever.
Yeah. Or don't say anything. Show up at the wedding. Hide in a potted plant. And when the officiant says, does anyone object to this marriage? You get out of said plant, shake off the dirt and say, I object. I wasn't invited, so I can't sanction this union. And then throw the potted plant down the aisle and see who it hits.
Oh, no.
And then get into your Pontiac Firebird and drive away.
Now, wait a minute. What? That's so specific. Where's that from? This is what she has? She's a Pontiac Firebird?
I believe she's a Pontiac Firebird. An old car they don't make anymore. Because Pontiac folded.
Didn't know.
They don't make them anymore. They folded.
And she can add that to the list of complaints while she's objecting to the wedding. And yeah. I'm mad I can't get an updated Pontiac!
They're driving away.
Yeah, so those are your two options.
Yeah, I mean, if I were to be honest, I would go with Sashir's option.
Yours is very exciting, though, and it would
make us everyone
would remember that wedding. They would have a story.
Oh, imagine. I kind of, like, if I were to get married and if I were to have a ceremony, I would love that. I would love for someone to interrupt my ceremony and be like, I object. I would love it. I would love it so much.
I think you're in the minority. A lot of people would not love it.
But it's exciting.
Some people don't like exciting that they haven't planned.
Fair.
You know?
Well, then you turn around, trip on your dress, fall down, and be like, get out of here!
Upstage her.
Yeah, be like, I could do that too. And then you kick something at them, and then you get into your, let's see, Plymouth Mercury Mountaineer. There we go. Another car they don't make. And you chase her Pontiac Firebird. And then your husband's like, the fuck?
Wow. I love that. Great.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. We solved it.
Solved. All right. Well, if you have any queries or concerns, you can email at NicoleandSashir@gmail.com or call us at 424-645-7003.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
Plus, we have a live show at Largo in Los Angeles on Sunday, April 3rd. Go to largo-la.com for tickets.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That's the easiest way to support this show.
Yes! Ta-ta!
Ta-ta for now.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.